Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home. And we're actually sitting at a table, which when you hear this on Thanksgiving, it will be pulled out with a big, large leaf put into it. And there will be about 12 people around this table and probably 8 on that other table. And then we'll stick a few here and there with their trays. Because it's family day. Thanksgiving is family day tomorrow, and mothers right now and others are busy cooking. I don't know who might be listening now. Maybe you have the radio on while you're getting ready for your turkey and all of that hard work. It's a little bit of work, you know. But going back to those pilgrims, think of what all they had to do to cook before their families could eat. It's a wonderful time. I have with me Hannah, and I have here Jarrett, 2 of my grandchildren. What do you remember about Thanksgiving?
Hannah? Go ahead.
I remember mostly just family, you know, being with family. And, you know, sometimes now that we're grown up, you know, some of us live in different states and don't get to see each other as much. So I've noticed just as I've gotten older in age from younger that, you know, you're just appreciative more for when you see your family, because you might not see them as much as, you know, when they live somewhere else from you. So that's what I kind of mostly remember, is just getting together with the family.
Right. What about you, Jeff?
Same. So, you know, but I'm a visual person. So like the smell of the fireplace with the family sitting around it, their like feet kicked up playing, you know, games, having family
time. We get pretty wild sometimes on those games.
Yeah, laughing.
We're very competitive family, right?
Yeah.
And we're a very close family.
Yeah.
What would you just say about the cousins in your family? I have 10 grandchildren, so what would you say about the cousins?
Well, on my end, I had Cody and Kylie that were closer to my age, but Hannah, there is the
Fab Five.
Fab Five, so Hannah, they're like super close.
Yeah, we were more close in age, and
five of them.
Probably, you know, the most 2 years apart with Brandon and I, but we were all close in age. So if, especially when we were younger too, when we would come and see each other, you know, I remember, you know, it's Thanksgiving, but for Christmas we would do little shows and perform things,
the life of Christ, the whole life of Christ.
Yeah, about Jesus and things like that, you know, you remember, and just getting, you know, having fun and getting to be with them and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, they didn't just walk one at a time. They didn't walk separately or individually. They walked five as a group all over the house, upstairs, downstairs as a little group.
I know.
You know, in the corner. And when she brings up the play, they were practicing. They had little fake mock tickets that they'd sell. They were selling to the family to come to the show. So it was things like that and what, you know, just a good time. It was
just a good time.
Just family.
I have heard Kylie
time.
Say, Jared, that, for instance, she said, sometimes we seem more like brothers and sisters than we do cousins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We are definitely just, you know, Cody's children, they're like nieces.
Uh-huh.
They're not like second cousins.
No, exactly right. Now, you have to work at it to have family.
Sure.
And it always seemed easy for us because I was brought up like that and my husband was brought up like that, family. And so you in your life, wherever you are, I hope that family is important to you, or you can work at it to make it so. Now, I'm going to tell you something today. My husband passed away after 30 years of marriage, and he was ill for about 10 months, very sick. And he had a visitation of Jesus. And in that visitation of Jesus, Kent had gone downstairs to the kitchen to get a glass of water, and there was Jesus. And Kent and Jesus, really, Kent settled it that he wanted to go on. In fact, without getting into a big, long story about it, the Lord told him at that visitation, you can do 3 things and you can live. So he told them what they were. He told him he could do the first one, he could do the second one.
But Kent said, I won't do the third one. And we think that that was travel with me in ministry. Brother Hagin had called him out twice, prophesied him about it. Lots of things we won't go into here, but we think that's what it was. We don't know for sure. But we do know that he told Jesus that he wouldn't do the third one. And he wanted to come on to heaven. And you know, it is up to you. It is up to you. And his will was, he didn't want to leave me. He didn't want to leave the kids. But he chose rather than do whatever the third thing was. Well, now that is not what I wanted to talk about or the point. But Jesus told him to leave something with the family. And he said, tell your family that when they get together at Thanksgiving, at Christmas, and oftentimes our family gets together, tell them not to just have fun and games and food, but for them to pray for one another. They could have a hidden need that none of you know. And if you will bring it up before the family who loves you and who moves in faith and wants your best, they're the best ones to get to pray for you. So we've seen that time and again work in our family, because we take the time before we leave for after Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas, we'll remember what Dad said, and Dad, you all called him. We'll remember what he said, and we'll say, does anybody need anything? And it's just amazing. Like my son-in-law, Tom, who's a dentist, had a very critical problem at the dental clinic where he was working. We all prayed about it. They live about 2.5 hours from us. And by the time he got home, that thing was working out. And it's all settled now, and they walk in the blessings. And then you remember the night that we had a great prayer. Actually, Brandon, your brother, had been translated. I think he'd called you first. Jared, what did he say to you?
He called me and told me he had a dream. He didn't know if it was real or not. And the extent of it was he was in a hotel room and they couldn't see him, and they're terrorists. And they were saying some things about cricket phones, and they're going to come out of the Asia.
Right. Actually, and what did you tell him?
I said, dude, do not tell me anymore. You tell me in the prayers, because I'm not going to be responsible for this.
All right.
And I hung up the phone.
You did?
Yeah, and I was like, you tell him. Don't. Because he's like, I don't know if I should say. I'm like, you do it. Go.
So he called Lucy first, Lucy McKee.
And Lucy. Oh, he did?
Yeah, he called Lucy. And Lucy was very sick. And she in fact passed away in December. And she said, Brandon, I can't do this anymore. You all are going to have to do it. So then at Thanksgiving, he told us. And what had happened, he was translated. He was actually translated. And he said it was just as real as anything you could imagine. He said, I saw it just as plain as I was here. I was there. And he was sitting in a hotel room on the edge of a bed. And he heard and saw one very religious man who looked to be an imam or something like this, Islamic. He saw four men with jeans and shirts on. And at prayer time, I guess for them, he saw them pray. And then the leader said, we have a plan, and we're going to bring down a plane that's flying out of Tokyo. We have two Asian women that are going to carry a bomb. And we are going to contact each other by phone. And he threw some phones on the bed, and they were cricket. And he said, at that time, I did not know there was such a thing as cricket.
Cricket phones.
Telephones. Yeah. Phones that you can just buy and throw away. So when it came time, and we said, okay, it's time for the family to pray, Brenda broke down and told us all of this. And did we ever go in the spirit of prayer? What did you think about that, Hannah, that spirit of prayer that night? Even the young ones were prophesying.
Yeah, I remember we were actually at Uncle Chip's house, Aunt Candy's house, and we just were downstairs, and I remember we all gathered around, and it was actually Jared and I and Brandon, and we were together, standing by each other, and all the family gathered around, and we were praying. And yeah, I remember just that there was a strong you know, the Lord, his presence is always there, but it was just a strong manifestation. And I remember we prayed for other, there were other things too that
it went on into prayer. Sure, after we got
from that, yeah, from
it went on into prayer for other things.
Yeah,
and I remember the young ones prophesying, and I was just this is really something.
That was a real. You saw that year. You saw the like the young people in the family. The Lord used them more so than in any other past.
Yes, it was true.
I seriously saw that. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
That's what you mean by that.
And so anyway. It was not long after that till we were sitting with Pastor Paul Brady, and we were eating, I think, at an IHOP after a service one night, Pastor Lee and Mark Wilhite and some others. And Brandon had on the jeans that he had on when he was translated. And he pulled a coin out of his pocket, and he said, I found this coin in my pocket. So I didn't recognize it. It was a foreign coin. And Pastor Paul Brady went online and discovered it was from Thailand. And we now have just learned that there's lots of terrorist activity that comes out of Thailand. So, Thanksgiving, family. You know, family meant so much to God in the Bible. He started with a family, Adam and Eve, of course. And then when he started with the nation to redeem Israel, to redeem the nations, actually he started a new nation. And they were to reveal him to the nations. He started with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then Jacob's 12 sons, and they became a family. They came in the nation of Israel. In the New Testament, Jesus and, well, Mary and Elizabeth were first cousins, so that makes John the Baptist and Jesus cousins. And there were two sets of brothers at least in the 12, Jesus' friends, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. So family is something that's really, really important to God. And your family can know the blessings of God tomorrow. If you take that Thanksgiving day and you change it, you know, not just to the blessing over the meal, but a real Thanksgiving to God. And then maybe even closing it out at the end with, does anybody in this family need prayer? And we're going to pray with you. We were offering this week the book, The Light and the Glory. It's a big, thick book, and it sells for $20. And it is The History of Our Nation, subtitled God's Plan for America. The Light and the Glory, from 1492 to 1793. And this is authored by Peter Marshall and David Manuel. Normally sells for $20. We're offering it to you just this Thanksgiving week, where you can read about the first Thanksgiving and the pilgrims at Plymouth and Squanto. The true story. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Write us, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or go online, billybrim.org. And we'll be glad to send you this book, which will bless you in so many ways, as it will tell you how and reestablish in your hearts our biblical beginnings. Shalom.